And it's really easy for kids to get their hands on drugs these days. They don't have to meet some shady dope dealer from the mafia.
Is the situation really as bad as it seems at your school?
Yeah.
The style of music that they listened to changed. Went from one of pop rock to more heavy metal.
And they claim to be able to hear colors.
Now, kids believe a lot of things about drugs, paramount of which is that they're wonderful.
You just take a look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, you really want to run around looking like this Madonna person?
So let's do something you can't do in real life. Let's read this child's mind.
You don't understand. You'll never understand.
When we talk about drugs, what drugs do we mean? Let's go find some kids and ask them.
PCP, yeah. Pot.
Cocaine.
Psychedelic heroin.
You can get pretty violent on it.
I also had a runny nose right after I did the coke.
That's true. There were a lot of runny noses around here.
This effect is known as K-land.
How can a kid resist this message? This is funny, right? And what kid is going to believe that pot and cocaine can ruin his health or destroy his life when he smokes them out of cute little toys and gadgets?
So never use drugs, okay? You'll never use them?
I won't.
Great.
Decide among you which movies and television programs are appropriate viewing for your kids, and share information on the current rock music lyrics.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
These mics are hot. Oh yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la, and we're up at the new and improved Skid Row Studios. And we're having another party. We're having a little bit technical difficulties right now. We're trying to find a mic that works for Dan.
I mean, it's not a show if I'm not here. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
It's true. It's not as much of a spectacle. But tonight,
okay, I'm on four.
On the More Music Radio Pod, we have Don Bowles. All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love me.
Woo. Yeah, man. We got Don Bowles and Mike Dacary in.
Major entertainer.
Major entertainer, Mike Dacary.
That's his rank.
The guys brought their ladies.
We I wasn't finished. Here. That's his rank stench that's destroying the atmosphere in the room.
that's so good tonight.
Oh, no.
Hey, we got a fun show tonight, man. We're going to play some music, and we're going to talk to Don Bowles about some stuff. We're drinking some Blue Moon right now. Sponsorship.
Yeah. Rocking and talking.
Sieg Heil Adolf Coors for Blue Moon. Good job, sir.
Well, cool. Hey, you know what? Let's jump into it. We'll play a couple songs, and we'll be back, and we'll talk to Don Bowles on the More Music Woo! Radio Pod. All right.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California, at skidrow.la. Give me, 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 give me
wonderful. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Don Bowles. All right, welcome, man. Thanks for coming. Yeah, man, we were listening to some Germs.
Hey, yes. I'm pretty sure Mike's here, too.
I understand you used to play drums in the Germs. Is that true?
I kind of still do if there's a Germs to play drums in. That's me playing the drums, you know.
Germs 2.0?
Perhaps.
Yeah, man, we were talking about these recordings. You played in a lot of bands. You've, of course, the Germs, 45 Grave, Vox Pop.
Celebrity Skin,
Nervous Steaming Gender. Coils. I mean, how do
Steaming
you...
Coils, good band.
And
that
Nervous
was with
Gender.
Brad Lehner from Medicine and from, what else was he in? Like Medicine and Electric Company.
Yeah. You're asking the wrong dude because I've never been cool. I'm trying to get there. I got a radio show now.
One day.
Got a band going and stuff, you know, whatever.
Well, let's hope it never
popular.
Happens to you.
You know, people are starting to kind of, you know, turn on to me and stuff, you know.
We've been hanging out with Karen, so we're trying to be hipper than
there
we are.
Yeah, man.
That'll do it.
We are rocking the hell out with that music.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. You know, when anyone wants to know what Germ song Pat would like to play, it's always going to be that one. Pat Smear, who's in the biggest band in the world right now, rock band.
Right.
Foo Fighters, yes. That's his favorite. For some reason, We Must Bleed. That's his favorite Germ song.
What's your favorite Germ song?
I don't know.
You never thought about it?
Not really. They're all kind of the same, you know, when you're just there, like, completely out of breath and going crazy and about to have an asthma attack. You know, they all seem about the same.
Yeah, you know, the Germs is a legendary punk rock band. For people that don't know who the Germs are, Or they're still going though, right? They got a new singer.
Yes, we've got Shane West from
Hey Now
Nikita.
Hey,
currently he's on Nikita.
How does he sound?
Like Darby, except better.
Really?
Well, you know, more palatable.
Yeah, the original.
But it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, the original singer Darby Crash, right? Mm-hmm. He died. Like, just you guys had started.
I know.
Only
I
for
hate
a few
that
years,
when
right?
they do that, but yeah, he did that.
Yeah, man. So tell us about that. I mean, there's a movie. I haven't seen the movie, though. Is it good? What do you think about it?
It exists.
Have you seen it?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Very, very French.
A lot of people.
It is what it is. Yeah.
A lot of people must ask you a lot about the Germs because, it, like
they
I said,
sometimes.
It's such a, such a legendary punk rock band.
It's like. You got me and you got the Germs. A lot more people know about the Germs than know like anything about me. So they'll ask me about the Germs. And so they don't usually ask the Germs about me.
But you're still playing in the Germs, right, with the new singer?
True as can be.
How was it playing?
He's the guy that bought me this hat, by the way. I don't none of your listeners
what kind of hat
have
is
commented
that?
On it yet, which
yeah.
I find odd.
If you want to comment
hold,
on
a bitch and hat, don't no, you think?
Well, if you want to comment, hold it a little closer to the mic.
Yeah, hold it a little bit closer.
The kids
I'll hold
here.
It a little closer.
And then people can call up 1-800-893-9562 and comment on Don's hat.
When we had a pirate station in Phoenix, we used to give out a number.
Did anybody call?
It was our 24-hour request and rap line.
Uh-huh.
And when people would call it was just this weird test tone that the phone company had that went...
You like those noises. You like those psychedelic noises.
I do like psychedelic noises.
When we met you, when the Mormons met you, was actually at Karen Centerfold's Raw Talent Hour. I always want to say Karen Centerfold's Raw Talent Comedy Hour, but...
Well, it wasn't comedy to her.
Yeah. And you were doing like visual effects and stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. You're into that trippy stuff, man. Like, you're involved with the Three Geniuses and stuff.
Yes,
remember,
that's
we
were true.
We had Adam Papagen on, and we were talking about public access stuff. And the Three Geniuses was one of his influences. I think it made him that way.
Who?
Adam,
right.
This guy, Adam Papagen. He was one of our.
He
guests.
Has a show called the Dell Talk Show. But, yeah, and he's like
How did I not know?
David Lieberhart. You know David Lieberhart?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
You mean the guy that shaves his head?
Yeah. Sometimes he shaves it, and then all of a sudden it'll grow back, and there'll be like little patchy little stuff.
Oh, that guy, yeah. Yeah. I was on his show.
Yeah, we love that guy. The Junior Christian Science Bible Listen.
Oh, David Ungerhart?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's amazing.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah, well, you know, if you looked like one of the women from Petticoat Junction, the 60s TV show, he would love you too.
I got to catch some reruns on Antenna TV.
Yeah. It could happen.
Yeah, man. So I've always wanted to ask you, I read about the germs, and it seemed like you and Darby had like some kind of like turmoil kind of relationship or something.
Well, you know, one minute we're like sleeping like spoon kittens and on a rancid cot in my one room apartment. And then the next minute he's getting mad at me for running around like looking like a tranny. And it's like, wait a minute. So you think me being in your band and running around looking like a crazy tranny is going to out you and you're mad at me? I get it. That's really weird, but okay. You know, and it's like nobody cared. You know, the whole thing was so, the whole punk scene was so crazy because half of the kids were like selling their weenuses on Hollywood Boulevard to, you know, just to get along. And the bands too, you know. I don't even want to go into the various names of the various people
in
the various bands that were doing various things that were
who wants to go into
very
that?
Unsavory. You know, there were some.
There's got to be like a statute of limitations, right?
Well, yeah, isn't that in the harbor in Manhattan? Oh wait, no, sorry, that's something else. That's the Statue of Libertines or something. Yeah, yeah. Yes. But these guys were hanging out at the places like the Gold Cup and Arthur J's, selling their 14-year-old bodies to elder, you know, pedophiles. And that was a lot of what the punk scene was made of. People like that, and really, and then later, which is, it all got pretty late, pretty early, like. Probably by 1979, late 79, early 80, the hardcore people started happening because they had gotten into the media idea of punk rock that was so popular in the media, as the media idea of something might be. And suddenly Darby didn't really feel too secure about people knowing that he was not exactly interested in their ladies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was into, you know... dudes, right?
Little boys, yeah. Like skater
boys.
But
that's fine nowadays.
Not little, not children, you know, but we're talking teenage skater boys. Yeah, he did. 14 inches was the Donnie Rose, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And he could take every inch of that?
I don't know what he did with those inches.
You didn't see it.
Yeah, I missed all that stuff. All the good stuff I missed. I just played in a band with a guy.
But I mean,
the really
band,
fun stuff. I generally wasn't there.
That band is such a legendary band, and I mean, it was only around for like 3 years, right? Yeah. And what is it
maybe
about the Germs?
4 years or something.
What is it about the Germs that I mean, even they're just around for a few years, but they made such like an impact.
I don't know. It made me move from Arizona. Just the first single, that god awful piece of vinyl, Forming and Sex Boy.
Yeah,
Sex Boy. The song Sex Boy. Is basically what made me decide to move to L.A. Well, I already decided to move to L.A., but that's the one that made me think, you know what? I can move to L.A. I can join this band playing anything that they don't have, and it's going to be fine.
Where'd you hear that song?
A friend of mine brought it back from L.A. on a foraging expedition from, you know, I was in Phoenix, and they came over here and foraged for records every now and then and would bring some back. Mm-hmm. And we'd go, ooh, ah, what the hell? You know.
You were born and raised in Phoenix?
That was one of the ones. No.
Well,
it's way more complicated than that, and probably even more boring, too. I was born in Oakland, moved to Phoenix when I was two, and then stayed there for a million years, and then finally got the hell out of there and moved to L.A. and joined the Germs.
But so your friend turned you on to Sex Boy, and you're like, this is the band that I want to go. Was he a friend of those?
I'm listening to the record, and I'm like, this is the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in my life. What the hell? And then I found out that they needed a drummer. And I was like, wow, I just started playing drums 2 weeks ago. I can do it.
Yeah, that's how I joined a band too.
That's the aesthetic.
I didn't know how to play drums either.
No, I sort of played bass and I sort of played guitar and I sort of sang, but, well, I sang actually really well, which I couldn't do in punk rock because I sang too well.
Right.
And it was just like anything I did in punk rock with singing just sounded gay and fake. you know, trying to be punk, so I just didn't do.
So, so you were lured over by that song, and your friend knew him, and how old were you?
Actually, I was lured over by a million years of, like, listening to Kim Thalley-related things, and then all the bizarre and straight label stuff, and, you know, like Captain Beefheart and Trapmaster Replica, and and, you know, and of course I wanted to, like, move over here and meet people like Lori Maddox. And, you know, I, you know, although I'm sure I realized that Jimmy Page had her pretty much sewn up, I, you know, I figured there was something like that.
Yeah.
Believe me, in Phoenix, if you let a three-syllable word come out of your mouth in front of chicks, you were just anathema. They would stay, they would stay so far away from you, forget about it. But all the things that made the girls in Phoenix, Arizona hate my guts when I moved to L.A. and was in the Germs, it was like suddenly those things were found to be endearing and attractive. So
Were you a bit of a ladies' man?
Well, sure, I guess. yeah.
So it changed. So moving to L.A., everything changed for you, right? You got in, you got involved.
Oh, no,
with
it
the
was
Germs.
All the same. It's just here the people would just do all the horrible things I wanted them to.
And so, I mean, over the years, you've been in many bands, like 45 Grey, we heard some of that.
Speaking of people that would do all the horrible things I wanted them to, Dinah Cancer was my girlfriend back in the Germs days.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
And Paul Cutler and Rob Graves and I were trying to sort of start a pop band. That was our idea. And we were coming up with these songs, and we were practicing. I was living, we were all kind of freeloading off of Dinah Cancer's parents and some stuff, and living at her house in West Hollywood. It's a really, really nice place, over by Melrose and La Cienega.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day the aunt came out and said, well, you know, you have to have Mary, which was her real name, sorry, in the band, or else you guys can't practice in the garage anymore. And we're like, all right, well, what's she going to do? I don't know. Well, none of us wanted to sing because it was punk rock.
Right.
And everyone loogied on you, you know, when you punk rocked.
Yeah.
And it was really unpleasant.
Yeah.
And so that's why I stayed behind the drums, you know, mostly. Uh-huh. And so none of us wanted to sing. And we're like, hey, she could do that.
Yeah, and it worked out.
So it, it totally worked out. She was great. Better than, like if we would have had some real singer or something that we would have got through an ad on in the Music Connection or whatever it was then that, you know, like Craigslist takes that function now. Or, but
so, like,
it would have sucked.
What were your aspirations when you started playing in these bands? But did you have this thing? Because, like, a lot of days, nowadays, people are there, like, they like, they want to get a record deal. They want to get money. They
just wanted to do a bunch of crazy stuff and then, like, share it with whatever people wanted to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably some that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you know. Of course, we, you know, everyone thought back then that punk rock was going to be this huge thing that was going to come along and sweep everything away, just like it did in our minds. And there would be this utopia where people would be just pogoing all the time and it would just be fun and people would just do drugs and have a, you know, do whatever they wanted and it would go crazy and then noise would soon be the new music. And it was a good, it was a heady feeling, but it just kind of didn't go down that way until like way later.
Right. Yeah, I mean, back then when it first started, people were like afraid of punk rock music and punk rockers and stuff. And
yeah, that's
like,
why it was good.
Nowadays, like there's like a weird version of it that's been commercialized. Like now you see people, little kids walking
it's
around
a
with
motif.
Mohawks and stuff. Yeah,
you know, just like someone can dress up like a samurai, you know, and walk around. It's like you don't really realize that these people were like disemboweling each other and stuff, you know, like just for fun. And it was just like this gnarly thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the punk rock, well, it was a lot less gnarly than the media portrayed it, and which is one of the dividing points is when, like I was saying earlier, the people who figured out about punk rock later when the media was just like blowing it up into some crazy thing where people just went and beat each other up and it was cool.
Right.
That was when all the Huntington Beach people and such got into it, and all the, you know, little like all the little faggy people like us, you know, it's just like, what are we going to do? These giant people are running around like with their paramilitary dancing techniques. And it was no good.
Yeah, it made you feel a little bit more comfortable because they're like, oh, they're picking each other up. You know,
you know.
They kind of care.
Well, you know, we like that kind of revolution, that kind of pointless, like total revolt for no reason and all encompassing. You know, it was great on paper. But then, you know, when We didn't even get to play shows forever because the people that would come to our shows would destroy the clubs.
Right.
Which was cool, but then when they started destroying us too and each other, yeah. You know, then it might...
Yeah,
then
you guys
it wasn't
had,
quite as
You guys
cool.
had a reputation of like people like riots, starting riots and stuff.
Yeah, it did happen. It was more like a weird, like psycho dervish freak out. You
right.
know, it was like, I don't know. It wasn't like a bunch of jocks beating each other up. If you can,
it was like a frenzy.
If you can believe that, I don't know. It's like, it was different.
Yeah, it was just like a mad frenzy kind of, you know?
It was, and it was very transcendent.
Right. Yeah, man. So what do you think about, like, you were there at the Genesis, around the Genesis of punk rock. So, like, what do you think about its evolution? I mean, is it totally bad? I mean, did it fork off to one side where there's still some cool stuff?
Yeah, fork off. No, yeah, there is still some okay things, you know? I mean, punk rock is a good genre. Mm-hmm. But back then, it was like a thing.
It's not starting riots anymore.
Yeah, there's a difference between like a genre and a thing. Then it was like really vital. It was a thing. And it had all this potential that if it would have gone that way, it could have been a lot more fun.
Yeah, and now there's Occupy LA, though, you know, so.
It smells like punk rock.
But by the way, what starts off a riot? Like, what do you remember? Were there more than one riot?
There were tons of them. They usually weren't actually at our shows.
It's just like after the show, there would be a riot and you guys would
get Well, what that. It was total chaos. But mm-hmm. It wasn't like some kind of politically motivated, shit fest or something.
Mm-hmm. And so it was hard for you to get shows. So, like, where are the places that you would play back then?
It's where we could. They closed the Mask down almost instantly. Like, by the time I moved here, the Mask was, like, over as a venue.
Where was the Mask
I moved here in February 78, so it was pretty quick.
Wow.
It was at Hollywood and Cherokee.
Around that time, I had just squeezed out of my mom's vagina.
Oh, yeah, that shit happens.
I was, like, still wet. I was still,
Ooh.
Like, damp. You know? So
sexy.
I wasn't around back then, you know? So I'd have to see it in videos and stuff and just kind of, like, start where, you know, where I could start
right.
from, you know? So now, and
well,
it's all this
luck,
stuff is, like, a legend, and we have you here talking about it.
It's funny. It really reminds me of a big, giant game of telephone, you know, the whole thing, the way it went down. Uh-huh.
What do you think would have happened if Darby Crash didn't commit suicide?
I shudder to even think.
Good or bad?
I'm not sure how good it would have been. I mean, he was a great lyricist in this and that, but
mm-hmm.
I think things went down the way they did because that's just the way they had to go.
Right.
And it certainly helped our career in general, at least for the last, like, since when did that movie happen? You know,
right.
since we got back together with the actor guy.
Right, because when something like that happens, you know, then you become kind of iconic afterwards,
It
right?
was crazy. I mean,
it takes somebody to die, you know, whatever. And there was
sometimes it does. You need a human sacrifice. The Satanists are right.
Was he the only one that was all drugged up, or was everybody just having a good time?
I don't know. He didn't do those drugs to get drugged up. He did those drugs to die at the very end there.
And when you met him,
that
was
wasn't
he...
fun. That wasn't like a good bout of fun he was having. He like specifically bought those drugs in order to die because he knew that was an easy way to go. And
right.
it is, kids.
And is
in case you feel you're here by mistake,
yeah,
the huge overdose of heroin is
right.
apparently a good way to end it all.
Right, right. It's like landing on
it's
a
fucking
soft
gay, pole. But you can do it.
Yeah.
Psychedelic so, heroin.
Psychedelic heroin.
Did you
now,
know
if it was psychedelic heroin? Now Darby was a psychedelic mega master, and then the heroin Darby sucked compared to the psychedelic mega master Darby. That Darby was incredible. When I did that book, Lexicon Devil, Paul Rossler, who knew Darby back in junior high, said, you know, you're doing a book about him. You should just stop it when the germs started.
Really?
Yeah, because there was that much. He was that incredible.
Wow.
And then the germs started. It was kind of all downhill from there. It was just like it just got stupid.
Was he on psychedelic heroin when you met him?
He was on psychedelics and when I met him, and then heroin later.
Oh, okay. So do you think, like, around the time
if he
when
would have just done them at the same time, it would all be different.
But do you think that him starting heroin was what kind of, like, put, like, a rift in your relationship?
No, him being scared that my fagginess would out his actual gayness.
Was he closeted or was he just out in the open?
Totally.
Oh, okay.
He was really worried because the climate was getting ugly. You know, yeah. When the HBs, the Huntington Beach people got into it, they were gay bashers.
Do you think that that had anything?
They were anything bashers, but gay, forget about it.
Do you think that had a lot to do with him committing suicide?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, if he were here right now,
well,
I think
what it was he did not want to become like some of these people that we knew who were these middle-aged pedophile guys. We knew a few of those.
Really?
One of them managed us at one point, Uncle Bruce. He moved to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
But there would always be an array.
They don't have an extradition treaty over there?
No. There would always be an array of young teenage and tween boys there, that long hair and skateboards, in various states of undress, hanging out, like doing various drugs and stuff at his apartment. And he'd be, oh, hey, guys. We'd come over to have a little meeting.
There'd
be all these people, you know. And like, well, that's how it was. And there was another guy who worked at some Silver Lake youth center. His name was, I'm not even going to say his name, but he was another guy who lived at the penthouse at the Hollywood Towers. And we'd go up there, same thing, like 8 or 9 skateboard kids from the boulevard that were runaways and that were cute and, you know, like very teenage.
That's what you meant by them selling their weenuses.
Yeah. Well, those, you know, and a lot of the punk rock people did that too. Like some of the ones, one of the guys in the Skulls, you know, a lot of the people.
Wow.
A lot of the people were Black Randy. I mean, Black Randy was an incredible person. I don't know. You'll never know enough about him to understand what an incredible person he is. I won't either.
Who was Black Randy?
He was an amazing fixture of the scene back then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But you could do a whole show based on him. Go research that guy.
Yeah.
And just do your own show about him.
It'll, now we have the internet, so I could just kind of type it in. And it'll pop up.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, though. Those boys were selling that stuff.
Well, you know, that's what happened. They were runaways.
I can't give this away.
They had no. Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly impressive. I don't know.
Girls? I know. I think so, too.
Boys?
We need to spread the word.
You know, you're just going to have to, like, put a photo of it on the interweb. I think people will understand.
Finally.
People, you've got to help this man.
Hey, you. The germs were almost in up in smoke, right?
Yeah, they couldn't be, though.
Yeah.
They like were going there and doing a thing that was for real instead of doing this horrible thing that the movie people wanted him to do.
Right.
Which is, you know, something. They were like 16, you know, what do you want?
Right.
They wanted to go there and be actually punk rock. They didn't want to go be movie punk rock.
So it was kind of like an audition at the Roxy and they started a food fight or something?
It was the show. It was where the recording of Sex Boy was made,
right,
on a cassette machine just by held by someone in the audience.
Uh-huh.
That was where Sex Boy, the B-side of Forming, came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the Screamers used to play that live, right?
Yeah, they did that song, as a matter of fact. In fact, I think I noticed it in your playlist.
That's right.
Did you want to segue into that sort of a thing?
I got something going on up here, man.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Just don't let the dumb look fool you. There's something still, it still turns. It still works. So, you know what? Speaking of that, why don't we take a break and play some songs, and we'll be back with Don Bowles on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Hold up! Wait a minute! No! You got no right, bitch! Hold up! Hold the fuck up! Hold! You got no right, bitch!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
I see the sign.
George W. Bush, and I appreciate you listening to the More Music Radio Pod. You guys are evildoers.
Yeah. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Don Bowles. Yeah.
Yes. This is this weird version of this song that I don't think I've ever even heard.
I think this is a one off of Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, I never listened to that album.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie? All the stuff on it sucked.
I like the movie.
No, the Flesh Eaters was a good
I never saw it. I think I saw it for a minute.
Yeah? Yeah,
well,
man.
The Flesh Eaters are great. That guy sang like...
Yeah, they're on the soundtrack. Really good song.
It's fucking frightening.
Yeah.
Hey, cool, man. We were talking about the Hong Kong Cafe, man. Hong Kong Cafe in Chinatown.
Where 45 Los Grave Angeles. Had its first show.
Right. 45 Grave had their first show there?
Yeah.
Well, so how was the reception there at the Hong Kong Cafe when you punched
I didn't have a cell phone
there?
Then.
But the Hong Kong Cafe was above this Chinese restaurant, right?
It was a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
And where we would play was above the Chinese
right.
restaurant part mm-hmm. of it. Yeah. And it was still a Chinese restaurant up there, and there'd be like parties of like 20 like people, Mandarin speaking people, like in a family, like around a giant round table eating Chinese food in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be this crazy punk rock show with Vox Pop and the Mentors and
shit,
you know, just crazy stuff. And the Germs would play there a lot. And one time we had to like do a show just to pay for the giant window that got broken. I think Darby broke it at one of our shows. You know, like a giant plate glass window. It was so it was big.
Yeah.
But yeah, the waiters there would get really mad. Paul Cutler from 45 Grave used to do sound there, and he would report some hilarious things that would happen after shows. I guess one particularly gnarly punk show. I think it might have been a Germ show even. Mm-hmm. The waiters and people at the Hong Kong were running around just stacking up the stuff, trying to clean up the carnage, saying, "Punk locker, no good. Break table, break chair, no bite link, no good." That was the best quote ever.
Yeah, man. You know, I was lucky enough to actually catch a few Hong Kong Cafe shows, man. I don't think it was that crazy.
No.
You know, I don't think it's ever gotten that crazy ever since around that time, right?
Yeah, the good old days.
Everybody's like trying to copy that.
Yeah, they took them like...
You know,
it was no good, but it took him like 15 years to decide they didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, it did. Well, you know, the management, I guess, had a different idea about the money that they would make.
What were some of the other legendary places around LA that you guys would play at?
The legendary ones or the good ones?
Both.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a weird thing, especially considering how the place is now, but the Whiskey A Go Go was absolutely the best club there was to play then.
Mm.
It was like you could be presented in a way that was totally rock and roll, yet totally pro, and you would sound great. You would sound like great.
Mm-hmm.
You would look great, and people could like enjoy it. It was a real fun time. It was good sound, good fun. The Whiskey was the best place to play.
Now it just totally fucking blows.
Totally blows. And the Roxy was not as good as the Whiskey.
Mm.
It was just too big. It was a little bit too big.
Uh-huh.
But the Whiskey was the perfect place to play. Man, when my band started getting able to play the Whiskey, it was just like great. I was pretty happy about that.
Did they have pay to play back then?
No, but it was funny. When Celebrity Skin was playing, our management was the guy who ran Golden Voice, which is a big concert promoter.
Oh, okay.
And we got into pay to play from the opposite end of it. We would have these really crappy shit bands from like Thousand Oaks who had like 20 fans from Thousand Oaks that were their friends and girlfriends and stuff pay $300 to open for us.
Oh my God. Yeah. You
and
know,
they'd have to open way down the bill. We had other people that were like actual bands that were good and stuff open for us. But these guys would play at like 8 o'clock when nobody was there except their friends.
Yeah.
And we'd $300. It would defray our lighting rental expenses.
Oh man. What'd you feel about that? Because I hate
I thought it was
shit.
Hilarious.
Oh man. See, listen.
Oh no,
kids.
It's one of those things like it's way better on the other side of it.
Something similar happened to some friends of ours with a band that name rhymes with here.
Ooh.
What are they called?
Here?
Queer?
Here?
I like that band.
Here?
Steer?
Listen, kids, never, ever pay to play. If Fear someone huff? Tells you to pay to play, you take a bottle and then you just kind of conk them in the head. Just like, don't break it. Just like,
yeah,
give them a good snap on the head.
You know, yeah. We don't do that anymore. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
We're out of the pay-to-play business. It so sure the, worked for us, though, I gotta
say.
So
the Whiskey A Go-Go, Hong Kong Cafe, yeah. These were some of the...
Some of the fabulous venues of yesteryear.
So, and then, after the Germs, you were in a lot of bands. Like, we were talking about 45 Grey.
I was in a lot Fox of bands Pop. During the Germs and before the Germs, even. But those are the ones no one's ever heard of.
We heard Vox Pop with Cab Driver. You said you like that song, right?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Paul Cutler wrote that. It was originally a Consumers song, but we slowed it down and made it better. Hmm. There's a funny story about that record. We recorded it with Spot at, the Black Flag producer guy at Black Flag Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just done the mix of, I think, was it My War? Was it My War or what was it? It was one of those things. It was like My War, I think. And they had just done it on the exact same equipment that we recorded on, you know, and they had their mix still up on the board. And when Spot was going, so what should we do? Go, just leave what's there. just leave the faders like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. and it was like, really? It's a whole other thing. It's all other sessions, completely different. Yeah. You know, the mics are all in the things are all in different channels. I don't care. And that sassy attitude got us that thing that you heard, and it actually was pretty good, although I did make him turn on my guitar.
It did sound good.
Yeah, it's one of the best sounding records I've ever played on. That 7-inch. The 12-inch, forget about it. It's got a great cover picture of me nude, ladies. But
how many bands have you been in? Like, what? Now you're in Fancy Space People.
True.
And so what band is that? That's like the 10th, 12th?
It's like the 10th to the 12th power.
So now describe the Fancy Space People.
We're people, we're from space.
It's like kind of psychedelic, right?
It's very psychedelic. It's like psychedelic glitter rock. But there's like a certain elements of like a arena prog in it too. Mm-hmm. And certainly a lot of ABBA and that kind of thing going on as well.
Right.
Like, you know, early Pink Floyd meets T-Rex and ABBA and, Gary Glitter and AC/DC and Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the stuff you're working on with Mike? No, that's not.
No, that's different.
Oh, yeah, we have Mike Daiquiri in
Mike
here.
Daiquiri, major entertainer.
Major entertainer, Mike Daiquiri. I'm sorry, man.
Indeed. That's okay. The guy tours with another fabulous comedian, Neil Hamburger. Quite a lot.
Which is how Don and I met.
Neil Hamburger is also from Phoenix, like I am. And he did he used to do a magazine in Phoenix. This is after I left. I didn't know him there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But he did a magazine after I left Phoenix called Breakfast Without Meat.
Which is hilarious.
It is hilarious. Greg Turkington is Neil Hamburger and a genius.
Yeah.
So ever since you moved to L.A., you've been doing a lot of stuff. I noticed you like a lot of weird, trippy, psychedelic, kind of just like mindfuck shit.
Who, me?
Yeah,
okay,
you.
Okay, I guess you caught me.
You know, and like I was saying, you worked with Karen Centerfold doing the background visuals and stuff. And I also, it's true, you did work with the Three Geniuses, right?
Yep.
For people that don't know that are outside of L.A.
You know who we gave their start?
Who's
the
that?
Three Geniuses is where Foster the People got their start.
Foster the People?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dan, do you know that? Help me out, man.
It's only like the biggest song in the world right now. Of course nobody knows it. It's weird. Even I know
Vince
it.
Vince likes to pretend Lee doesn't know about stuff, so he'd be like, oh, no.
And I go like, what?
What's no, the Beatles? Who are
I'd sing a little of the one, you know, but it's kind of stupid to do. But it's the one about the kid where he's going to shoot the other kids that have better shoes than him.
Mm-hmm.
With your pumped up kicks.
All the other kids with the pumped up kicks.
Yes.
My song's number one. I'm going to make some money. You know that one?
No, I don't know that one. I swear to God. Swear to God, man.
Kick some ass.
So he was on the
Three Geniuses show. You know why?
Mm.
Well, he was Andy Dick's special friend.
Oh.
Yes.
Another weenus thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they did. I know they were good
buddies.
Well,
if he was with Andy Dick, I mean, he's like literally going to people and grabbing their
dicks.
He
was very young. The kid was very young.
Really?
At the time.
Oh, man. Like, how old?
I don't know. He was an older one for
Under
Andy.
18.
No, he was over 18 for Andy. I mean, we know because we checked on his age recently.
Oh, okay.
Now that he's famous and stuff, we got to know.
Hey, you know, something I read about the three geniuses, one of these guys was killed, right?
It wasn't me, I swear.
You didn't do it. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure.
And I wasn't the one that was killed, not this time.
Right.
There were some times I've been killed in the past, but not anymore. I'm
weren't
over
you,
that now.
Weren't you a reporter new, that I'm was killed by the mafia?
Well, yeah, and I looked a little different back then, and I was hoping you weren't going to bring that up. But.
It may have been El Guapo.
Well, no.
It's a sweater.
Oh, wait.
Three Amigos reference.
Never mind. Three Geniuses. Sorry.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to play some more stuff or what?
Yeah, man. Let's play some stuff. We got some fancy space people coming up. So why
I've
don't we
heard
take
of those
a,
guys. I like them.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to take a smoke break. Maybe we can squeeze in like Inigata Dovita.
Yeah, can you play? Yeah. Well, you know what?
We'll be right back in like
I think
half
all
an
we
hour.
Need is the fancy space people theme and another song, and we can go and like toke up some of this great hash I got the other night from Dick Stanny and the Weirdos.
All right.
For DJing.
Oh, shit.
Opening. It
wow.
kicks ass. It is the that best hash great. Ever. And by the way, there's tons of it for sale. Not by me, but by, you know, my lawyer.
Okay, well, you know what? Call 1-800-893-9562 and buy some hash on the More Music Radio Pod. Let's take a quick break and we
Chaka
will be
Esquire.
Right back with Don Bowles and Mike Thackeray and Dan and everybody here.
I'd better
on the
be
More
so
Music
stoned by then that, well.
Radio Pod.
Hello, Mystic Mayor. Who's Mayor? Nobody has heard that. Fuck you. Fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'll fuck your mother, son of gun.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Electron.
Hey. It's here. Do you hear me there?
They came in.
Yeah, let me talk to him. Hey, Ben. I don't know if I can do that in 5 minutes. Somebody's letting me use their phone, and it was a hassle to get it. All right, let me try you back in 5 minutes, I guess.
We were about to go take a smoke break and
we have,
let you guys enjoy
technical difficulties
well,
here.
You know,
heard that version.
We didn't
even
get to smoke our hash. This is another reason why I fucking hate computers.
Right. These goddamn kids and their computers.
He really does.
I know. Next
fuck
show,
the kids.
We'll just hire some mariachis to play us out.
The computers, throw them away.
Yeah, let's throw away $2,000 piece of equipment.
So. Why not? Be a statement.
Yeah, well, I mean, what you heard was Mike Thackeray ex-date.
No, we didn't.
And we tried to play Fancy Space People.
We never heard that. We heard Fancy Space People for a second.
There was a glitch on it, and we tried to put it back on, and then it didn't happen.
Nope.
Let me see if I can try to pull this up here.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa.
Look at the kind of stuff that makes the size of it. This is the kind of thing that
makes me whip this out.
Thank God there's no cameras
in here.
Hell, Jesus Christ.
Put off the air.
That is crazy.
Good thing you put your glasses on.
Oh, it's my glasses. That's what did it. Magnified it like 2.5 times.
Hey, Sonia, are you there? Sonia. I'm playing something through iTunes right now. Is it coming through?
Yeah,
let's see here. All right. Here's some fancy space people.
You guys are lucky. You're getting to hear the behind the scenes action.
Yeah, this is behind the scenes. Why don't we just let this play out?
Yeah, let's let this fucking thing play.
All right,
it's a
cool.
Beautiful
we'll be right
song.
Back on More Music Radio Pod. Technical difficulties.
It's called Lick My Love Pump.
All right, come on.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We're back on the More Music Radio Pod, all hashed up.
No. All not right. All of us.
Of course, this we're pretending. This is radio theater. We didn't actually do drugs, but we did smoke some hash.
It was an incredible simulation of actual drugs, though.
Hey, so I think we got a caller.
Caller? I don't even know her, biblically.
She's going to call back, actually. She's
going to
call while you guys were on your smoke.
We got a special lady calling up.
Wants very to call up special. And talk.
Man, that hash made me dizzy, man.
Well, I should hope it would do at least that. Jesus, it's drugs. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. I feel good. Thanks.
Excellent.
What were we talking about again?
I don't know.
Who cares?
We were talking about calling
1-800-893-9562. Yeah, 800-893-9562. Let's just hang out, you know?
I mean, check it out.
Hey, you know what? We were listening to Fancy Space People, the Fancy Space People theme.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
it. It kind of went into Palladian Youth.
Those
and
guys
we came
are pretty
back.
Cool.
Yeah, man. And you're Kitten Sparkles, right?
That would be me.
You know, I tried
to change my name to that in the 90s, and it's just like, it's just so weird with some of these big, giant football player-sized people that I know and stuff calling me Kitten, and I was like, no. and of course,
this is getting too real.
I knew this, like, 300-something-pound Hell's Angel guy named Kitten, too, which made me think, well, maybe it's all right.
Was he into young weenuses?
He may or may not have been into the young ones, but definitely a weenus thing.
A weenus guy.
Yes.
There's weenus guys out there.
He was a
cool.
Weenus kind of dude.
So, like, is there, like, a persona, like, with Kitten Sparkles? Do you just, like, transform into another
in
person?
Fact,
or is just
no,
you?
Kitten Sparkles was actually the complete absence of anything so trivial as a persona. There was nothing like that. There was only pure near-death psychedelia.
Wow.
Well, off of psychedelic heroin.
I used to
Don got stuck right now.
I used a strobe light and a shortwave radio and a lot of amplification to put people into a psychedelic trance state. And it's one of the most effective things. And I was in the Germs. One of the most effective things I have ever in my life done. And I would put it up against anything as far as being like something that changes one's life or affects people like mm-hmm. when it happens. You know, it's anything short of getting your head cut off
mm-hmm.
or like, you know, disemboweled or something.
Right.
I think anything you can live through, this is right up there as far as one of the more memorable and pleasant after it's done things.
What's the best drug you've ever taken? Are we talking LSD?
Yeah. I would say LSD is pretty much my favorite. I have another favorite, too, though.
What's that?
5-MeO-DMT.
What's that?
That's intense. Like a, that's like the third star from the left, right?
It's like you get to die, party there for a while, uh-huh. and come back.
You got some on you holding?
I wish. I haven't been able to get that stuff in a long time.
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't suggest like everybody just like drop acid, but for me, it really helped me. It really like kind of like knocked me into place a little bit. I mean, yeah. Believe it or not, it was worse than this.
I believe it.
It's I got all these friends?
My autobiography that I'm supposed to be working on at this point is at least tentatively going to be titled uh-huh. Acid, Acid, Acid. It's like the three most important things in life.
How many times have you dropped acid?
It's like the Tony of drugs.
Yes, indeed. Well, except hopefully it has a little more longevity.
Acid, acid, acid has done it again.
It feels good again. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Are you kidding? It's one of the most uncomfortable like things in the universe. You're like just naked, like surrounded by like these like weird things from the Star Wars intergalactic nightclub, you know, where all those crazy aliens are. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, it is not pleasant. Yeah, there is.
That one guy's going, yeah,
it's not a pleasant drug. Heroin. Now, okay, this is a pleasant drug. It's so pleasant that it can kill you. And you don't mind. It's like, hey, this is kind of fun. You know, but LSD is.
What's the worst drug in your opinion?
The worst drug?
Right. Is that even possible in your book?
The ones that are mostly cut with baking soda?
Yeah, just like, I'm thinking, you know, most prescription drugs I don't enjoy.
Right. Like nothing. Like you didn't ever pop pills. I mean, I don't like pills either.
Yeah. I never did pills. I went straight from like liquid LSD to shooting up fucking awful stuff.
Oh shit. Where can you find LSD? I mean, nowadays it's kind of hard to
should
to
I
find
get addresses, emails?
Well, because there's like
social security numbers.
Isn't it like a murder charge, or is that just like a fucking bullshit like scare
tactic?
Oh, who
knows? I'm not going to try it, you know. But it would stand to reason. Why, you know, what drug is everyone that's evil and horrifying and wants to exist preying upon your mind and getting away with it? You know, what drug would they hate the most?
Right.
LSD.
The one that unlocks your brain.
Yeah. The one that makes you able to see right through their bullshit. And, of course, they're going to hate that. So that's why it's just crazy. It's like, right? To some, it's a sacrament. To others, it's a valuable scientific tool. To others, it's just a coming-of-age thing where you every culture except for ours and maybe the Muslims at some point, even though, you know, even ours and the Muslim cultures have some stuff. But they all have these coming-of-age things where they give the kid an insane amount of whatever the most powerful psychedelic thing is that their people know about and just let them kind of figure stuff out. And that seems to work pretty well. Those people, they have little wars and stuff, but they don't have huge arsenals of nuclear weapons. And 99% of the people in the yada, yada, you
They
know,
just have sharp, pointy sticks, and they'll jab them at
They're not flying airplanes into your buildings and stuff, and they're not, you know, being the people who deserve that either.
They'll just shoot a dart into your neck or something, you know?
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But the thing is, it's a lot smaller scale and a lot less out of a sick place of
I bet you they're
weirdness.
Building the world's largest blow dart.
You know,
right now they're gonna wipe us out
if they put no, they're just gonna fill it with psychedelics and they're gonna like turn us on.
They're gonna shoot
and
up
then
a
we're
dirty
gonna
blow
know
dart.
And then everything's gonna be so cool. If everyone was on the same page with that, seriously, man, it's like I don't know. But then again, you know, Rastafarians, they smoke so much weed, right?
Right.
And yet they're still homophobic and misogynist and Christians, and it's like, what? You know, like you smoke that much weed and you like hate everybody and or like really?
Yeah, I mean, but even still, I mean, there's a lot of people like that. I wonder if it's like a natural kind of instinctive thing, you know, like since our purpose is to procreate, then we got to get rid of the lame ones that don't want to procreate or something.
Oh,
is that
you
what
know,
it is?
Here's what it is. People are just a self-regulating system where if they're procreating too much, well, they're going to want to kill everyone.
Right.
It's just a self-regulating system that is actually kind of genius when you think about it.
The circle of life. All right. It's beautiful.
Indeed.
And scary and everything.
And we have
a
caller.
Hello, caller. You are on the More Music Radio Pod with Don Bowles.
Hi, this is Brad.
Hey, what's going on, Brad?
Hey.
I was wondering if I could have phone sex with Dan Bowles.
Sure. Hey, Brad, you called in last week and you had phone sex with Karen Centerfold, man. How was that?
That was phenomenal.
You know what, man?
I could never compete with that. Karen Centerfold is like, forget about it.
You know what, man? You blew your load and then you hung up, man. That hurt her feelings too.
That was pretty decent of him, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
I had low battery and my phone died.
Oh, okay. We wanted to cuddle, but you were gone. So
I'm not a cuddling kind of guy anyway.
I know
you're a guy.
You're waiting to get down to business there, Brad. But where are you calling from?
East Los.
Sweet.
Specifically in Boyle Heights.
Oh, cool.
It smelled like cilantro and onions.
But lives in Boyle Heights. Lives in Boyle Heights, works in Vernon. We have those bus stops all over where I live.
We were talking about how Vernon smells like bacon. They got the Hoffy.
But it only smells like bacon every third day. The 2 days before that,
it smells like
beans
to me right now.
Oh, yeah.
So what's up, Brad? Do you really want to have phone sex with Don Bowles?
He said some other name.
I did call, didn't I?
Well, there you go.
All right, well, why don't you start it off, man?
What are you wearing, Dan?
Oh, he wants to have phone sex with you, Dan.
Oh.
No.
Wait, what?
I don't care.
Yeah, Dan's got you. He's the guy wearing the sexy pink
when
stuff.
When Bear's hungry, he'll eat.
Well, mostly baby oil is what I'm wearing.
Tell him about the Speedo.
You all stretched out? Because I don't want you to pull nothing here.
Hang on. Let me just...
Oh, he's pulling
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you limber up there, son. There you go.
Fucking Brad is a fucking weird dude, man. He's a we got regular callers on the More Music Radio.
So we
need much preparation anyway. I mostly jerk at dry skin.
Oh, okay. You jerk well, dry skin?
Well,
yeah.
Well, East Los in Los Angeles is a desert, so you know.
Just don't listen.
You're accustomed.
Yeah, we have a women in the studio, and they might be offended at that kind of
and
talk.
A tiny little bunus.
Yeah, we have.
Am I talking to one of them right now?
We may also have Rastafarians in the studio.
No so way, don't have any Rastafarians.
Okay, never mind. No.
You know, I think Karen Centerfold was going to call up, and I don't know if you want to just hang, Brad, and just kind of whack it to us talking about stuff and wait for Karen to call in. But
you mean like Michael Hutchins did, hanging and whacking it?
Yeah. So yeah, man. So yeah,
or
so
I can call back. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you could, if you want when you hear Karen Centerfold, call back and then maybe we can have another
be
recreation
the third
of
caller.
That.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, Brad.
No problem.
Thank you. No problem.
Satan.
Mm-hmm. Brad just called 800-893-9562.
And you can too. Happened.
Right. Just pick up the phone and push unlock. First, you got to unlock your phone, put in your PIN code, then dial 1-800-893-9562 and talk to Don Bowles. And we also have
so
Mike Dacherty. And
Mike Dacherty, major entertainer.
Major entertainer Mike Dacherty. And Don, you were telling me that you worked with Mike, right?
We're actually in
You're
the process
together.
Of working on this thing.
We
that's
listened
a song
to XD,
that he wrote.
Right?
Yeah, it's a song that, well, we kind of did, but it's a song that Mann wrote called Opening Act that we're working on, and I sang a bunch of backing vocals on the demo of it. And
mm-hmm. Well, we shouldn't call it a demo. You're
let me see if I could
feelings.
Let me see if I could pull it up here on the iTunes. Let me see.
This is my rock band in Canada, Dacherty.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, the guy's really good, the guy who played all the stuff.
Lee. Yeah. He played everything.
And, we're going to redo it and make sort of a new version, but this one's sort of our template. Here it is.
I see you from the stage. You're looking at me, and I've got a job to do tonight.
You produce this, Don?
No, but I'm going to produce the new one, and I hope it's as good as this one. Fight. I sang on it, though, on all the backing vocals.
Sang on this one. Turn it up.
Pathetic Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah.
It moved me to tears for multiple reasons.
I want to cry too.
Wait. Oh, you feel that?
It sounds you're less AIDS-y.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of messed up.
Well, we'll do that part better. The rest of it's perfect, though.
So this song, Opening Act.
Here it comes.
Okay, is this your part?
But now I'm here, I'm doing my best. We've got 10 minutes to go. Then it will be the end, you know.
They will soon. Just nice to see you standing there. Oh, please excuse me if I stare. I opened to someone who you know and love. And now you're stuck with me. Thank God from above. I ask for your patience as I do my bit. I haven't got what it takes to make
all right.
It.
Shake your fist to the sky, people.
Yes.
I can almost sing along to it. I need like another couple plays or something. But
in case you're not feeling it at home, there's like a strobe light and like a smoke machine going in
it's
here.
All
right
going
now.
On.
Yeah.
Oh wait, here's me again. Check it out. Coming up.
It's like you're in the car and you're almost home and you're like, man, almost there around the corner.
Oh, wait, here it comes.
Here it comes. Do anything.
That's all me.
I think I could do anything now, Dan.
You could.
We gotta put that out.
We could be the opening
commentary
act for the
version.
New Germs, but we're gonna have to pay $300.
Well, you know, that was Celebrity Skin. The Germs, we never really figured that part out. Probably because we weren't allowed to play shows.
Hmm. What do you like the new version of the Germs?
It's good.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
I play double kick now, which kicks a little more.
You were
ass.
Talking about that, You're into double kick.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm like a single pedal, but I can still do double kick stuff with a
single
pedal.
Well, that's what I used
drum.
To think too. I mean, of course, I was a guy in the Germs with the one kick drum and the that crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, it's not for fast stuff that the double kick is good. It's for authority.
Why? Because you have two giant cannons right there, right?
They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
So no one really knows what you're doing.
Right.
You know, you got to have matching.
Are you using both? Are you actually using them or you're just using one and just
bringing
one?
Yeah, I used two.
Okay.
You know, Keith Moon had double kick a lot of the time. You know why?
Hmm.
Not because he did like dooga 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 with them. He hit them both at the same time because those guys' amps were so loud.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that was before they figured, oh, wait, we have to mic the drums?
Did he die from overexertion? Because that seems like way
he
too
may
much.
Have. You know that it's stuff may have really
work.
Paved the way.
I have
for,
no interest in doing that.
Yeah, it was very athletic of him.
Yeah, we just like a tight. We like it just like broke.
He
down.
Was a pretty good drummer. Mm. You think?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how much of a Who fan I am. You know?
Yeah.
No. He was. Awesome.
And like I said, I'm not cool at all. Like I'm just kind of like just you know I don't know doing a radio show and have a band that's been around for you know 13 years now that people seem to like. You know, one day I think I'm gonna get it.
Hey, it's
I'm
a free.
Never
there.
Know.
It's a free country. They can do whatever they want.
It's a free country. Isn't that great?
So we were listening to opening act and stuff. So Mike, tell it's us about what you're up to. Are you a stand-up comedian or?
I was in a, I am in a band in Canada called Daiquiri.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of like a noise metal punk band. And one of like, I mean.
It is not.
Daiquiri.
You may know my girlfriend in Canada. I have sex with her all the time. Nobody else knows.
You do not.
Lee and I were like obsessed with celebrities. Well, I was
you
more obsessed
not.
With Celebrity Skin. Lee was into it. Anyways, long story, blah, blah, blah.
He was obsessed with Celebrity Skin. He's like. Our
I still
biggest
am.
Fan.
I still am. But,
it's the weirdest thing.
Then I met Don, and he heard me doing, I was doing like a comedy show. I do these solo shows as major entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Don was at a show,
heard the song. We kind of, you know, hit it off and had a laugh.
Bromance. You guys had a bromance going on?
Well, I don't know about that, but I sure liked the song. Yeah. The other one's good, too. You liked the other one.
A bromance, that doesn't imply anything sexual. It's just two guys that are really getting along and just like, I like this guy, man.
Right? I mean, it's not gay.
You just think, yeah.
Okay, good.
We shower together, but... There's nothing romantic about it.
A bromance is like...
it's just like regular. It's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, let's rub dicks. All right.
You wash my back, I'll wash yours.
Wow, you did that like a man.
Yeah, that was cool. All right, see you next week. Okay.
Anyways, I hope that was a satisfying answer for the listenership.
Yeah, man.
The listenership.
Are you playing any shows coming up?
Yeah, Sunday. This Sunday coming up, doing something at the Redwood.
We have a caller.
Oh, no.
We have a caller. Okay, sorry for the interruption, but we have someone calling the More Music Radio Pod. Caller,
this is important.
You're on the air.
Important.
What would you like to talk about Sunday at the Redwood?
That's right. I know it. I totally know it.
Wow, it sounds like a 10 years younger than she is Karen Centerfold.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Karen Centerfold.
That's right. And today I just did a short 8mm film on a guy using a vibrator in between my 44 double G cup tits.
Wow. You have that many tits?
Not bad, you know?
Oh, wait. Okay, wait, I get it. Sorry.
Go for it, Karen.
So, anyway.
Yeah. My dachshund didn't have that many tits.
Right? Pardon me, what did you say, Don?
I said 44 tits that are double Ds?
44 double D cups.
Whoa.
You guys are old friends.
Are you in the Macy's parade?
Oh, no.
And we have another caller.
We have another caller.
We have another caller that can't be as good as this one.
Yeah,
stay on this guy.
Oh, no way. Brad. Totally.
Oh, wait, hey, it's you. Oh, we can do both at once. Karen, meet Brad. Brad, meet Karen.
Yeah.
Brad might be masturbating. Don't mind him.
Hello, Karen.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Karen, remember last week when you were on the More Music Radio Pod, you had phone sex with Brad. He's back. He wants more.
Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Is there a PayPal account you can have transfer some money to?
Yeah, if you go to Skid Row,
let's make it louder.
Studios.com.
Okay, now I think you can hear Karen.
You can donate.
Hi, Brad.
Hey,
Brad, how are you?
How are you
doing, Brad? Hey, that's great, Brad. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What are you wearing?
Fine. You want me to do some phone sex on you?
Yes, baby.
Well, come up with $100. Let me go on to Don Bowles.
Do you have a PayPal account?
Hey, Brad.
It's Don Bowles there.
And then Karen Malone.
Donate to SkidRowStudios.com.
Hey, I don't have a long time to talk. I'm on somebody's private cell phone.
Hey, Brad.
It doesn't have to be phone sex.
So let me say something for Don Bowles. Is Don Bowles there?
So, hey, Brad, why don't you keep masturbating, and we're going to masturbate to Don Bowles and Karen having a conversation.
Oh, Jesus. No, don't do that. Okay. Oh, well, you can if you want.
Hey, Don Bowles?
Karen Centerfold?
If you plan on going to Alabama, you better wear a tie and a long sleeve shirt to show Jillian's mother that you're not a freeloader.
No, I've already I've already been working on it. I've been making a new outfit out of a sheet.
Are you interrupting me? I don't, just let me finish with what I'm saying. You know, Alabama,
biblically.
It is a very racist state, but I'm sure she's got a good family. I'm sure she's got a good family. You know, the first thing that they are going to be thinking about you is that you're going to give Jillian a drug and she's going to die. So you got to tell them
that's not going to happen.
Just tell her parents or her family that's not going to happen. You know, because the southern states, I drove through them. They are nothing to play around with. And whatever you do, don't get in trouble. So what else is going on at that studio tonight?
There's a guy in here jerking off. Would you like to check that out?
If he has $100, I'll get into it, you know?
Hey, he's going to jerk off whether he pays you or not.
It's the internet. It's the internet. You don't want to censor his masturbation,
do you?
Wild
imagination.
Well, of course not.
This guy's a
rebel. But I don't want to do stuff like that.
He's a rebel.
I don't want to do... a lot of phone sex either.
Whenever Brad comes, we notice he says Shazam, so I think he's done.
Hey, John, there's a party tonight, too. Can I call you back about that?
Yes, call me back on the bat line.
How long have you guys known each other, Karen?
Long time.
Where did you guys meet?
A long time.
What's the where did you guys meet? Where did it start off?
That's how you love me.
I did a Manson family movie. I portrayed Susan Atkins, and Don was a stagehand in Woodland Hills. That's how. That was the second time we met. I met Don years
at Fuzzy Land.
Years before that, when my hair was dark.
Mr. Teasable?
When her hair was dark.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Did we go out
Don.
Or something?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Don.
Yes. That's me.
I will call you back to give you the address of the party, okay?
Okay. Hail Satan.
What are you doing, Karen?
She's hanging up, I believe.
Yeah, that
sounds a lot like
She never says goodbye. Wow. That's the thing. She's like, okay, call me up at this time.
Hey,
and
Brad, did you
want to
cuddle? Because you're kind of fucked.
Is Brad still there?
I know, he hung up too.
Wow. He Shazammed and he's gone. Wow. Yeah, just like what he did last week, man.
What a great day.
These are children of the modern age, people. There's no cuddling
children
anymore.
Oh, man. The modern age. Wait, I feel a song coming on all over me. Children of the modern age.
I think that's just Brad.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
That's not a song. That's just
Child of the modern age isn't as good. Okay, I'm going to wait for the next inspiring sort of thing.
Lots of fun, man. Hey, well, you know what? Let's take another break, play another couple songs, and
we'll
be back.
Take another break?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we still got some hash left, no?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod with Don Bowles.
Yeah.
It's better when more people clap.
Oh, really?
I
mean,
there we go.
Well, we don't have them.
This is Jim Schmidt.
Man, this goddamn applause light
You're
is all fucked up.
To the More Music Radio Program. On skinbrown.la.
James Quall, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Guest Don Bowles. Actually, Don is taking a piss right now. His bladder was going to explode. We went downstairs for a couple seconds, and he was just like, man, I can't smoke hash. I got to piss.
So now you're here with your guest, Mike H.
I was trying to get him to pee on this electric fence, and I couldn't get him. I was like this close. It almost happened. But
Don is in the bathroom, Mike, what do you think about Don, man? And you were telling us about how
he is hilarious.
Look at that guy, man. There's not that many people like that.
He cracks me up.
Probably like three people like on the whole planet like that.
Well, I mean, there may be more. I've only met one. Okay, I don't know. Funny guy.
There he is. All right.
Oh, my God. It's the man of the 2 hours.
Uh-uh. Feel better, buddy?
Double up.
Put the key back on the shelf.
Yeah,
I remember that. That was like a 60s song.
And on the hall pass.
Put the key back on the shelf. Sweet Medusa.
All right.
Yeah, Cheech, play that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did do Earache My Eye.
Yeah. We covered that, actually, at the Covers Party.
Yeah, they called us up. They were like, dude, like, we haven't heard that song in a long time, and we don't really play that much. Mm-hmm. Could you guys please cover this song?
Yeah, they hit me on my celly, and I was what's up?
We don't really do covers, but since it's you guys, we will do this. Right. So we did that.
So, Don, how you feeling, man?
Great.
Yeah? Did you have fun tonight on the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la?
Is that where I am?
Yep. Oh, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
So, tell us what you're up to nowadays, man. Fancy Space People, you guys playing some shows coming up.
Yeah, we're playing a pretty cool one on Saturday.
Saturday, what date is that? Is that the 26th? There we go.
At the Nokia Live Center or whatever.
Oh, really?
Hey, wow.
Hey, you guys just got off tour with Smashing Pumpkins, man.
But yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's crazy, man.
But better than that. We're playing the Yo Gabba Gabba live review. You know, the
that sounds fun.
Amazing hit show, Yo Gabba Gabba.
That's the same.
Best thing in the
same
world.
Same day, right?
It's the 26th.
Yeah,
we're
the
playing
26th.
That. And that's what we're doing.
At Nokia? Show.
And we play one song.
That's it?
Yeah, just like in the old sitcoms when a band would come on and they'd do a song and then everybody would talk about it and that'd be it.
How, do they pay you a lot of money for playing one song?
They don't pay us any money. Are you kidding me? We're lucky we don't have to pay to play.
You didn't get paid.
That manager guy died a long time ago.
You didn't get paid for playing with Smashing Pumpkins? What was that like, by the way?
It was all right.
I mean, you got a call. Who called you? Did Smashing Pumpkins all do like a conference call and call you up?
No, we're like on their record label, like Billy and Carrie, who were partners. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the status of that is now, but they've been partners all this time. And they have a record label, so they, for some weird reason that would take an hour and a half to explain, it was pretty convoluted. But for some reason, they wanted Fancy Space People to be the flagship band on their new fledgling label.
Yeah.
So we said, well, yeah. And, you know, we've been slogging our stuff around for years, like just not really doing anything with it. And, you know, and just trying to, like, record some of it at least.
How many shows did you play on the Smashing Pumpkins thing?
Well, we played 13 with the Smashing Pumpkins, and we played so early with them. We played like at 7:40 p.m., and we were the right before them band. There was another band opening for us called Light FM. Nice guys. Gave us a kick pedal. Good people.
Oh, cool. What kind of pedal?
It was like a pearl or something, but it certainly worked.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, we broke one of ours.
Mm.
Double kick, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, our drummer's got to have double kick.
You should be the first guy that comes up with triple kick.
No, no? That was already done.
Oh, it was? Who did that?
Well, besides the Van Halen big guy, Mickey. I'm sure other people did.
All right.
But, I thought that was big.
Here I am thinking I have a good idea again.
Mind. Might have been good, but, you know, it was done. Maybe that just proves how good it was.
So, like, how many people were you playing in front of during those 13 shows?
As Billy Corgan put it, we played the Wilterns of the world. We played all over the, like, Midwest and the East, basically. No South, no Southwest, really. Although we did play Phoenix on the way back with this weird version of our band. But all the Pumpkin shows were pretty much, like, there was Oakland, Vegas, Denver, and then a bunch of Midwest stuff, and then a bunch of East Coast stuff. And then that was it. And they went off to Europe. We drove home.
They didn't want to take you to Europe?
They took Ringo Death Star with them, who I've been given to understand are pretty entertaining. So they probably, you know, we were pretty entertaining too, as I've been given to understand.
Yeah. I haven't caught a Fancy Space People show, but I think I'm going to have to check my ledger, and maybe on Saturday I might be able to go and check that out.
Allegedly.
So anything other than that show? I mean, where can people get a hold of you and check out some Fancy Space People?
Well, this is something I should know by heart, but there's like some kind of starryrecords.com site that you could go to and you could purchase our stuff. And actually, it's available on iTunes now, as you may or may not have found out recently when you tried to actually buy it and then had to go somewhere else to get it for free.
It's on iTunes. It's on Bandcamp.
Yeah, it's on all that stuff, right?
Yeah. I bought it. I bought that one. Hell yeah. Two I bought.
Well, you know, it's pretty darn good.
Internet.com.
Yeah.
Is where you can
I didn't put my name undeservedly as producer for nothing. I mean, that shit sounds good.
Well, cool, man. Awesome. Are you working with Mike? What's going on? You guys are in the studio, you were telling me, right?
Well, we're going to be over at Unisex Studios, which is myself and this guy, John Webster Johns, who's like this genius dude who twiddles knobs better than pretty much anyone else could ever twiddle a knob. And he knows everything about esoteric synthesizers and stuff. Me, I just know how to tune and mic the drums. And
you can really tune in Tokyo.
And like make people like think they're great.
And you got a studio going on, right?
Yeah, we do.
You were
it's all
me
analog. But we do have the Pro Tools to like throw it in after we do all the analog weirdness.
Right, right.
We have like a half-inch 8-track. It's nice.
Oh, cool.
And you can afford the tape, and yet it sounds as good as like a lot of 2-inch machines do. So
we got cool. Kids listening to the show, so that that means stuff with knobs.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Go to Don Bull's studio. What's the name of the studio?
Unisex.
Unisex. Do you got a website on that? Or?
Yeah, it's like unisexstudios.com or something like that, right? Is that what it is? I don't know.
Nowadays, people can like just go on Facebook.
Yeah, you can just like
do, right?
It's just a Facebook page. There's no website.
There's a website.
No, there's not. You got rid of it.
Look up Fancy Space People and
John
Webster Johns.com.
Oh dear.
JackJohns.com.
Nice.
Look up Fancy Space People and speak to Kitten Sparkles. I love that name, man. That is such
it's
like
a good
weird
one,
name.
But you know, I'll tell you, man, when the giant like sumo wrestler Beardmen were calling me Kitten, it just started getting to be a little weird. And there, you know, you do run into some of those here in Hollywood.
Well, cool, man. I want to thank you very much for coming to the More Music Radio Pod. And
all right, well, go ahead.
To us and let me start. Thank you, Don. I really appreciate you coming down to the More Music Radio Pod. And thank you, Mike Dacquery, for coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bunnis. And I forgot your name.
Marika.
Mm-hmm. All right. We all got our ladies here tonight.
I know.
Dan left his wife at home.
Stan, there's you.
Hey. I don't bring Stan to the beach.
Which one is the lady?
Well, that was lots of fun, man. It was really cool.
Wait, what did we do? We did something?
Yeah, we did a radio show tonight, man.
Start, though?
Oh, whoa. Are we going to start soon?
Yeah, we're going to start in a little bit. We got to smoke some more hash, though.
Oh, that's going to be fun, then.
We're going to have to run down. We got 3 minutes. So we
I can't wait.
3 minutes, man.
Anyway, let's do it. We're going to do a radio show, people. Tune in.
That song means that we have come to the end of the show, and this is the part where Dan reads off what's going on in L.A. this weekend. All right.
All right, DLC.
Apparently Thursday is you're supposed to
spend time with your family on Thanksgiving or something. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's really like nothing happening on Thursday.
To be
honestly.
Thankful for everything that we have and for the genocide that it took to get it.
Yeah. This is where you re-listen to the show Thursday night. You
can right. Hey, wait a minute. I got to think.
Wait.
I'm DJing at Harvard and Stone tomorrow night with
dude, that's guys like down the street from my house.
Yeah, with guys from the Queens of the Stone Age and from the Eagles of Death Metal and some other peoples. And Crystal Castles are putting the whole thing on, and
what
they're
time,
playing.
What
as
time
well.
Is that happening?
Don't let that stop you. But I hear they're pretty good.
Where is it at? Crystal Castles.
It's at Harvard and Stone on Hollywood Boulevard
that's
and something or other.
Hollywood and like let's say like Alexandria. It's really
the corner
it's like
of
right
Hollywood and Cocaine Street.
Yeah, I live right there.
Cool. It's right Sunday. There. You can get good Thai food. You can get great like Bangkok ladyboys for a discount. You know, hey, in the late
I didn't
evenings.
Move over there for nothing.
Exactly.
Sunday afternoon, Clownvis and Major Entertainer.
Oh yeah, Major Entertainer. Major Entertainer.
At the Redwood, 3 p.m. It's a matinee show with Clownvis and Major Entertainer.
Oh, formerly Sergeant Salt Slaughter.
They have that's a great bar, man. The Redwood Bar is a really cool place. We love going there and playing there. And they are doing some afternoon stuff, so go there on Sunday.
That's what I'm doing on Sunday.
And the lady from Grimble Grumble, is it?
Yeah, so if you're there on Sunday, you might as well just camp out. And then Tuesday, you'll catch us.
Occupy the Redwood.
The Mormons.
The Mormons are playing with Pussy Cow.
Occupy the Redwood.
Occupy the Redwood for the final night of the Pussy Cow residency when yours truly, the Mormons, will be playing with Pussy Cow and Hands Like Bricks on Tuesday, November 29th. So get there.
Yes, that's the 29th of November in case you're listening to this podcast at a different time. Yeah. But anyway, Saturday,
If you want to be a punk and don't go to the Don Bowles DJ thing, then there's another thing going on Saturday. But you're a punk if you don't.
My DJ thing's tomorrow.
It's Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
The day named after
Harvard
Thor,
and Stone on Hollywood
Thor.
Boulevard. I want to say like 52. It's not.
Dan likes his new neighborhood.
I like my new neighborhood.
It's right around where Man lives.
He studied
just
it.
Go there.
He's been walking around and studying it.
It's not quite Jumbo's Clown Room. It's right before that if you're heading west. But anyway, but on Saturday, Don will also be playing at the Yo Gabba Gabba show.
At the Nokia Center.
At the Nokia Live.
With Benji Space People.
That means that Major L, you should not go see Major L at the Old Town Pub on Saturday.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that because Don will be not there.
I don't care. We're not getting paid anyway. So if you go or if you don't go to see us at the Nokia Center playing for a bunch of children and their celebrity parents, it really doesn't matter.
Fuck those itchy bastards in Major L.
Maybe afterwards, we can all go to the Major L show at the Old Town Pub.
Yeah. You know. Actually, you could take the train there. You'll be fine. But, this is a special Wednesday night episode. So join us again Thursday night.
We're going to be back
Why,
next.
Are we coming apart?
Yeah.
Our show is every Thursday night, but since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, we just decided to come and do it on Wednesday. But next Thursday, we're going to have actor Keith Coogan. The kid from Adventures.
Actor's a very popular name, I noticed, in the last 30 years or so.
It's like a very popular first name. But actor Keith Coogan's going to be here, and he was in a bunch of movies you've seen in the 80s. Adventures in Babysitting, and he was in Toy Soldiers, a bunch of stuff. And next week we're going to talk to him. And that concludes the More Music Radio Pod. I want to thank again Don Bowles for coming in and talking to us. Really appreciate it. It sounds good. Yeah. A lot of people clap.
Yeah, it does.
I want to thank Mike Thackeray for coming in.
Major entertainer.
Wow. Major entertainer. And catch the Mormons on the internet, www.mormonsband.com. Find us on Facebook /The Mormons, on Twitter /The Mormons, and follow the More Music Radio Pod on Twitter at MOR Music Radio, and also like our More Music Radio Pod page on Facebook. All right, it's all about the internet nowadays.
Stitcher, yeah.
We're on Stitcher Radio. It's cool.
We're on
all
kinds
of these newfangled phones. You buy this free app, and you can listen to the More Music Radio Pod.
You buy a free
live
app.
Stream. Yeah, we bought it. It was cool. That's my perfect price. That's what I could afford nowadays.
Yeah, me too. I'm down with free.
So there's a lot of ways to listen. We got an iPod app for Skid Row Studios. Look for it there. Hopefully, we'll get an Android app soon. And I think that's all the plug-in we're going to do tonight. And
Redwood is the borrowed note. Go there Sunday, go there Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll catch the Mormons with Pussy Cow at the Redwood Bar on Tuesday. And thanks again. We want to thank Sonia for doing double duty. She worked the piñata hour, and she stuck around and worked the More Music Radio Pod. We really appreciate that.
If you're wondering
thank
why
you, Sonia. It, we really appreciate your
if you're wondering why it sounded so neon green, it was Sonia.
Satan is smiling up at us.
All right, everybody. That has been the More Music Radio Pod. Have a very good night. We'll catch you next Thursday with actor Keith Coogan.
Thanks, all million
all except
of you.
You over there. Skidmore, yeah, you know who you are.
L.A.